Matt Benson's online, the CEO at Newcastle. I know you're online hearing the thoughts of Jamie Lovett there, Matt.
Yes, Jamie, very wise wise man, great sponsor of the club, fantastic Novocastrian, and look, he'd be rolling up his sleeves for another massive spring, so we love seeing those unique black and white check colours of Jamie dominating through the spring, and looks like they'll have a pretty good day here tomorrow.
Matt, the weather has certainly been on your side. I know with this new course proper, it's in terrific nick, and there'll be a little bit of watering, I guess.
Andrew, I get one of the things, I think the challenge we have is because people are so stuck in their mental model of how tracks work. And even when we raced on the Tuesday last week, we had 70 mil the night before. And even listening to the radio the next morning, people still, you know, beside themselves about the rain we had. Well, we're on a soft seven, and it probably could have gone to a six later in the day. I mean, the track is an exceptional track as far as draining is concerned. You know, we had that meeting in March where we had 95 millimetres on the Wednesday, and race one we were a soft five, upgraded to a good four race two. So, you know, people just have to change their mindset when it comes to this Newcastle surface. Now, look, we've had plenty of warm weather. It was lovely getting that 2 or 3 inches last week. The challenge this week with sort of high 20s leading into nearly 30s on Saturday is keeping the water up to it. But, we never stop learning about this track, Andrew, but it's a wonderful animal when you get it right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, looking forward to it all tomorrow with a good four at this stage. And as Jamie said, and once those fields came out yesterday, you knew the betting and everything around this program is going to be extremely strong. And I know Newcastle, you've always got big, healthy crowds.
Look, we're really excited about the quality of the fields. You know, anybody who knows their form, and I can't say I'm any form expert, but you know, you go through the races tomorrow and look at the horses, the trainers, the owners, the breeding, the quality of the stock that's turning up here to race. And it's very exciting. It's a great shot in the arm for us. I hope it vindicates our decision to put the cup to 200, you know, and we've got to keep on supporting our flagship day. Nothing would please me more to see these Group 3s go to 175 next year and maybe a little bit more in the Cup. It's a massive day, and the industry are really getting behind us tomorrow with a vote of confidence. We've got 103 runners and, you know, nearly average field size of 13, which is bang on the money as far as the perfect size for our wagering patrons. But, very excited, mate, and can't wait for a big day. We were sold out corporate event-wise a month ago for tomorrow. We're on track to be sold out by the end of today for Saturday for our ladies' day. So, look, everything looks in readiness for a huge couple of days. And you're right, the person upstairs, whoever that may be, has looked after us.
Yeah, good luck with it, mate. We'll obviously talk a lot about it in the hour between 9 and 10 tomorrow ahead of the 10 o'clock preview. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for your support.